Well, there's only one of two people I could be talking to now if I'm playing and starting with that theme, right? Well, one of the two is David Duchovny, the star of The X-Files and one of Hollywood's most acclaimed actors. Now, since emerging on our screens in 1993, as the sometimes aloof, often unprofessional, but always on the money, FBI Special Agent Fox Mulder, David's gone on to become a household name.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there. And no one, no government agency has jurisdiction over the truth.
And of course, he's been the star of some other great television shows that we've watched. Twin Peaks, Californication. But David just is not an actor. He is also an author with two books to his name thus far. And did you know he's also a singer? What are the chances of that? As Fox Mulder might say, highly unlikely, but not outside the realm of extreme possibility.
I said I'd love you forever, come hell or high water. Well, baby, floods and the gray sky, it threatens rain above.
He released his first album called Hell or High Water in 2015. So he's done this before. And now he's coming to Australia to tour the country with more of his sound. He'll be touring Melbourne, Sydney, Wollongong, Newcastle and Brisbane in February and March of 2018. I'm pleased to say David Duchovny joins me on the line right now. David, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me and thanks for that introduction.
Now, where did the music start from? We knew where the acting started from, but where did the music start from?
You know, it just came from like a deep, dark place for me. I was going through a divorce and I had more time on my hands than I was used to having because I was away from my kids.
Yeah.
This is about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of going a little nuts. And I always thought, oh, well, I wanted to play guitar. You know, I love music. Music is going to help me through this time. Listening to other music is going to help me through this time. And, I just thought, well, I'm going to learn how to play a little guitar and kind of, you know, entertain myself in my room. And from that just grew, you know, I started learning songs that I loved and learning the chords for those songs. And then I, you know, noticed that rock and roll could be pretty simple. I mean, not to say it's easy, I just say it's simple. And then I thought, well, maybe I can throw some chords together. Maybe I can think up some melodies. I know I can write words, and it just like all went very innocently along. I never thought that I was going to be recording. I never thought that I'd be performing. It was really just, it was like being blind and walking through a dark room, really.
Well, you've done so well for someone who started from nothing. Who were your influences as a young bloke in terms of music?
Well, I think just, you know, I don't know if I can talk about musical influences because I don't think I'm a good enough musician to really, like, rip anybody off. But I can tell you that you know, the music that I loved growing up has got to be an influence on me because that's in my soul. And that's, you know, the great music of the 60s and the British Invasion and then into, like, American funk and soul in the 70s,
right.
Sly and the Family Stone, Al Green, which, you know, you're not going to hear in my music until I become a better musician and can really try to rip them off,
yeah.
You know. So, and then into, like, the 80s and 90s, bands like R.E.M. and a band like Wilco and Tom Petty. And,
right.
This is the music I love, so that's probably the music that's going to come out.
I want to play bits and pieces of this album. Firstly, I want to play a song called Stars from your new album.
When the fire is dead, how can it be that the sparks still fly? The ghost you left in my bed, the stars you stole from my empty sky still shine.
There's a lot of emotion in your music, David. I get a sense of everything from loss, remorse,
yeah.
Love.
Mm.
Is it a way for you to express how you feel at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think that's what music is about, you know, or pop music is often about. It's either about love or lost love, right?
Yeah,
most
yeah,
songs.
Yeah.
And I think certainly the songs of the first album, as I said, they grew out of a time where I was feeling a lot of loss and a lot of that kind of blue.
Yeah.
That you know,
the
blues, basically.
Yeah, the blues.
Yeah. So I think lyrically, you know, that's where that first album is definitely rooted. But I think of every song is like almost like it's a different character. You know, if somebody asks me, you know, is that what you think, or is that you know, are you speaking in that song? I never think of it that way. I think of it as like, well, the song has a point of view. It just has a point of view that I had at that moment. Mm. It's just a song, you know. But it's like a different character that I played.
Yes, I can tell you a lot of fans of X-Files are going to be following you to some of these venues around our capital cities. And they're going to be in for a surprise. Although, if they know you, you've done just about everything. You've authored books. You've studied successfully. You've directed your own shows. You've starred in the X-Files. I'm trying to work out what would be next.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to me to try to get better at these things, you know, and to see what's there. I mean, I do want to. I've directed one film. I would like to direct some more films.
I'll
it's
bet.
Just a matter of it's a matter of finding the time at this point.
Yeah, I bet. So you're coming out next year, and almost at the same time, we're going to see season 11 of The X-Files. Very excited about that. Has that been shot entirely?
No, we're about three quarters of the way through. I'm on a little American Thanksgiving break this week, and I go back for a month, and we'll wrap around Christmas time.
Are you going to be as equally unprofessional and out there as you were in the previous 10 series?
Oh, I would have to be. I would have to be. I mean,
and does Donna ever
without that?
Does Donna ever realize what you've realized, that they're out there?
You know, she should.
Oh,
she should,
without doubt.
But you know, the nature of television is that it's almost like characters have amnesia from week to week, because you got to keep the story going. And if you see the aliens in week three, by week four you've forgotten you ever saw them.
Yeah. Look, you've been asked this 1,000 times, but I'll ask it a different way. What do you think is out there? Is there a dimension to our consciousness that we don't know about yet? Is there something?
Oh, absolutely. There has to be. I mean, you know, we science is just catching up to, you know, I would think what Buddhists have been saying for 1,000 years, which is that everything is connected, and that, you know, it is a fact that there's more dark matter than there is matter that we can see. So that just tells you that what we see has got to be a fraction of what there is, and the chances of this being the only sentient life, it seems preposterous.
Not to mention the archaic and weird projects being carried out by nations and units that we don't know about.
Well, for sure, that as well. That's just that's the human problem.
Yeah.
Forget it, you know, getting away from the paranormal problem.
Yeah. Now, will we see you sing in series 11 of?
Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. No, I jumped the gun on the question.
Well, can't we see a merging of the two?
Well, Chris Carter, who's the creator of the X-Files, was kind enough to have a cover done of one of my songs, and it plays in the third episode. In the beginning of the third episode, he had a local punk band in Vancouver cover the song Unsaid Undone. From my album, From Hell or High Water, and he basically surprised me with it. No, my hands can't grab the rope. Unsaid, undone. Unsaid, unsung. You can call me names, but I won't come. I got a call from my lawyer saying X-Files wants to license Unsaid Undone. And I said, well, what do you mean? And I called Chris, and he said, yeah, I'm going to have it covered and put it in the show. And I was like, wow, that is really sweet.
Brilliant. Well, that's a start. maybe in the following series we could see you behind a microphone. I don't know.
Yeah, Mulder karaoke, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be just perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Tickets are on sale now from selecttouring.com.au. I've had a look at the venues you're playing at when you come out here. 170 Russell, the Metro Theatre, Anita's Theatre in the Gong, Nex at West City and Eaton's Hill Hotel. There are some really cool venues there. I think you'll appreciate where you're playing. Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, great stuff. All the very best. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And all the very best. And we look forward to seeing you in 2018.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
David Duchovny.